This is Nice Peter.
Yeah, y'all know what time it is. 11:50 p.m. December 24th. I'm getting ready, I'm lacing up my cold black boots. I got my cap on straight and I'm sipping on a deuce deuce. I've been eating chocolates for a month to remind me the big night's coming. Got the whole crew behind me, it's reindeers, biatch. I flip the swiatch, I'm judging mad kids like I was Justice Scalia. It's the good ones, the bad ones, committing little crimes. I make a big ass list and I check that two times. If your name's got a puss and you're getting hooked up, gonna wait to find a fat ass present in a box. Your name's got a negative, you better watch your ass. I'm putting coal in your socks, motherfuckers. I know what you did. I see you when you're sleeping, bitch. I know where you live. Everybody wants to try to hate the player, hate the game. Little G's around the world know my name, cause Santa is a motherfucking
Santa dance. Claus is coming, riding in his old pants.
Santa is a motherfucking
Santa Claus is coming. Better watch your ass. He's making a list, you're checking that shit in the North Pole, not the South. Santa Claus is coming, and you're gonna get a candy cane in your mouth.
Yeah, boy, you ain't from the pole. Don't be coming around to the pole, cause it's cold. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you wanna step to my boss? You're gonna end up getting midget tossed. I stand next to your mom and use a as a dental floss. I'm a short little thug, but I get this shit done. And when the toys is finished, then I like to have some fun. I be smoking blunts or mistletoe all night long, using Rudolph's nose to light that bomb. Anybody wanna try to step to the Kringle crew? I show up at your house and I stomp you with my jingle shoes. Say what? You ain't scared cause I'm 3 feet tall? Watch me stab you in the kneecaps and bite you with a... I'm a shorty and a whole crew of shorties.
They do all my work for me.
So why don't you just fuck me, homie? I'm a
Santa Claus is coming, riding in his old pants. Santa Claus is coming, so you better watch your ass. He's making a list, you're checking that shit in the North Pole, not the South. Santa Claus is coming, and you're gonna get a candy cane in your mouth.
Yeah, are you naughty boys and naughty girls out there? Watch your step.
Hell yeah.
All you copycat bitches in the shopping malls.
Say what?
How many of you motherfuckers got chocolate shaped like you?
Damn.
Yo, SC.
ELF.
In the house. Christmas.
Like to send this out to Dopey. Haven't seen you in a while, motherfucker.
I wear pajamas.
Was the night after Christmas, and all through the trailer, the beer had gone flat and the pizza was staler. The tube socks hung empty, no candy or toys, and I was camped out in my old lazy boy. The kids, they weren't talking to me or my wife. The worst Christmas, they said, they had had in their life. Well, my wife couldn't argue and neither could I, so I watched TV and my wife, she just cried. Went out in the yard, the dogs started barking. I stood up and looked and I saw Sheriff Larkin. He yelled, "Roy, I am sworn to uphold the laws, and I got a complaint here from a feller named Claus." "Claus? I don't know nobody named Claus, and you ain't taking me in without probable cause." Then the sheriff, he said, "The man was shot at last night." I said, "Well, that might have been me. Just what's he look like?" "Well, he's a jolly old feller with a big beer gut belly that shakes when he laughs like a bowl full of jelly. He sports a long beard and a nose like a cherry." I said, "Sheriff, that sounds like my wife's sister, Sherry." "It's no time for jokes, Roy," the sheriff, he said. "The man I'm describing is dressed all in red. I'm here for the truth now. It's time to come clean. Tell me what you've done and tell me what you've seen." Well, I started to lie, then I thought, what the hell? Wouldn't be the first time I'd spent New Year's in jail. I said, "Sheriff, it happened last night about 10, and I thought that my wife had been drinking again. When she walked in from work, she was white as a ghost. I thought maybe she'd seen one of them UFOs. But she said a bunch of deer had just flown over her head and stopped on the roof of our good neighbor Red. Well, I ran out to look, and the sight made me shudder. A freezer full of venison standing right on Red's gutter. Well, my hands were a-shaking as I grabbed my gun. When out of Red's chimney this feller did run, and slung on his back was a bag overflowing I thought he's stolen red stuff while old Red was out bowling. So I yelled, "Drop it, fat boy, hands up in the air." But he went about his business like he hadn't a care. So I popped a warning shot over his head. Well, he dropped that bag and he jumped in that sled. And as he flew off, I heard him extort, "That's assault with intent, Roy. I'll see you in court." Sheriff, I'll tell you this. You put a subpoena on me, I ain't gonna show up. I'll hole up in the cellar. You'll never root me out of there. So why don't say we just forget all this? Look, we've known each other a long time.
"'Twas the Night Before Christmas" from Jeff Foxworthy. Before that, we had "Santa is a Gangsta" from Nice Peter. That's it this week. We'll see you next week.
Thank you very much.